Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with actor, writer, and director Bruce Campbell. In addition to TV shows such as Burn Notice and Xena Warrior Princess and films like the critically acclaimed Baba Hotep, he's the star of the cult horror comedy franchise The Evil Dead, and now the Ash vs. Evil Dead TV series on Stars, where he reprises his role as the reluctant demon fighter. But today, we are here to talk about some songs that have inspired him throughout his life. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us.
You know, there are other things in life besides horror.
Yeah.
And music appreciation is one of them.
Okay.
And so I'm very happy to be here because nobody ever asked me about music, ever. So
we are honored to be the first.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, what's the first song you got for us?
Respect, Aretha Franklin. What you want? I like to pick songs that would get the crowd. This gets all the women's attention in the bar. They all go, wait, someone's playing a song. Shut up. And then the guys begrudgingly go, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a cool song. But it's also a slamming song at the end of the day. So that's my, any bar in America, you could play this song and all the women in the bar will go, who played that? That time period, that sound, I'm a big Motown fan, and it just clicked. This music just jumped. She's got the pipes. I love singers who can kick it. You know, yeah, I grew up in that area, and so we always had an appreciation for Motown and the music that came out of there. It was great, great period for music. Jeez Louise.
Well, here it is, the jukebox favorite from Aretha Franklin. It's Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. That's Respect from Aretha Franklin, selected by our guest, Bruce Campbell. What's the next track you got?
I told you it was slamming. I told you. Delilah, Tom Jones. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. Showing up for location during Burn Notice, we shot in swampy areas a lot. Any abandoned place in Homestead, Florida, we shot there. And this one morning was just dreary-ass, bug-filled. It was 6 a.m. and it was hot. We pulled up, and it's always a vision in the night to see our base camp that these hardworking people have set up, all the trailers and everything. And I'd come staggering into that trailer, and I don't know what we'd been shooting. We were all just wiped out. And Tom Jones in general, but Delilah, I put that on, and I crank it up, and the louder, the better. I saw Tom Jones live. I mean, he's talking about pipes. You know, wow, he still got it. And still running his hands across his body lasciviously, I might add, as well. But Delilah just does it. If you're hungover, if you're tired, or you don't want to go to work, just put Delilah on.
Tom Jones has that magnetism.
Oh.
And I know that you participate in a lot of conventions and fan events.
Yeah.
Do people toss articles of clothing up at you on stage?
When I tour, my wife laughs in my face. She goes, you have fun smoking your doobies with your high school guys. You know, because that's not like, come on, let's go drink tequila. They want to either play video games or smoke a little weed or whatever, and it's mostly guys. I married the first woman who ever came on to me. So, I mean, what did I know about any of that business?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, here's Tom Jones with Delilah. At break of day when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she left no more. My, my, my Delilah. That was Tom Jones with Delilah, as selected by our guest, Bruce Campbell.
Don't you feel better already? Tom Jones.
What's the next track you got for us?
Small Town Saturday Night by Hal Ketchum.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times.
This one's a little oddball. I did a Western series for one season, The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., and I just started listening to country. I'm like, why not? Why not? I was not a country guy. But let's do it. And this guy stuck out. He's not the, God bless America, shotguns, pickup trucks kind of. He's not that kind of a Western singer. You know, don't touch my dog or I'll shoot you in the eye. Small Town Saturday Night, he's a good lyricist. And this is just a classic story of literally a small town Saturday night. I grew up in Michigan, and we had some property in the middle part of the state in Gladwin, Michigan. Yes, Gladwin, I'm talking about you. And the local guys, they didn't have anything to do. They would just, they jacked the pickup truck up, so they got that done. And then they would sort of zoom from one end of town to the other, and that took about 13 seconds, and that's all they did. So this, I thought it kind of nailed it. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. It's the world must be flat, because when people leave town, they never come back. So that must be the only reason for why they never come back to this town.
When you hear music, is it often the lyrics that hit you first, or the music?
Never. It's never the lyrics, which is why I went, hey, I guess I like this Hal Ketchum guy. I couldn't tell you the lyrics of 9/10 of the songs that I really like a lot. I could randomly hit him. Respect. I know the word respect is in respect.
Well, here's one of those songs from Hal Ketchum. It's Small Town Saturday Night.
Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light, it's Small Town Saturday Night. Yeah.
That was Hal Ketchum with Small Town Saturday Night.
Now you know what not to do on a Saturday night.
As selected by our guest, Bruce Campbell. Speaking of small towns, you grew up childhood friends with Sam Raimi, who's been an important part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You guys clearly must have bonded about movies. Did you guys bond over music as well?
No. I miss the whole sit with headphones with your buddy kind of. I only had one friend who cared about that, and he had a turntable that he cleaned fastidiously, and it was the first sort of just push the button and would go over and the needle would drop on it, and we listened to Bowie. It was all David Bowie, and I could care less about David Bowie, but he had a good sound system. So no, we didn't really bond over music too much. I don't know why. And our new show Ash vs. Evil Dead has a very distinct Michigan flip side soundtrack, which I like. We're buying stuff that you've heard, but it's been a while.
Right. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Bad Moon Rising, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I just think John Fogerty, I think he's got just a great rock voice. I hate to use a classic rock, but that would be in the dictionary. A rock and roll singer's voice is that voice. They had a great run. For the 14 months that these guys could stand each other. And this is also another one. Any bar in America, CCR, most of their stuff, the guys will perk up and go, thank God if someone's playing a decent song around here.
Well, here it is, the classic CCR with Bad Moon Rising. Clearwater Revival with Bad Moon Rising is selected by our guest, Bruce Campbell. What's the last track you got for us?
Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle.
Don't play this if you, get divorced or break up. or anything like that. And I played this like on a loop when I got divorced. But Time in a Bottle, again, Croce was a poet, you know. And you could tell in his life, all of his songs are like this. So he's always slamming doors and jeans dropping on the floor and see you later. I don't think he had a very settled domestic life. But what's great, Torment makes good copy. It makes good songs. I think they break up on purpose for people just when they get in a material drought. They go, I got nothing, man. You know what? I'm sick of looking at your face. And then something happens. So Jim Croce, I think the same way. But this, it's a beautiful song.
It's also powerful in the sense that it was a posthumous single, too. He died in a plane crash.
Before this came out?
Literally a couple of months before it came out.
Oh, so just that makes it even worse. God, now I can never listen to this song again. Everyone's dying or getting divorced.
Well, it is a great song from Jim Croce, a number one single back in the day, Time in a Bottle.
If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you.
That was Jim Croce with Time in a Bottle, as selected by our guest, Bruce Campbell.
That was number one, huh?
It was.
Deservedly so.
It probably would have been number one even if he hadn't passed, but that certainly probably
gave it a little kick in the ass, you know?
Maybe.
I tell my wife, as soon as I'm gone, man, the residuals are just going to go up.
Well, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for coming down and joining us.
It's been my pleasure being a guest DJ.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.